All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming here to listen to us speak today. My name is Jan Adamowski. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Bioresource Engineering in the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, and that's on the McDonald campus. I'm also the director of a new Master of Science degree program in Integrated Water Resources Management, and it's for students that are interested in sustainable water management who come from backgrounds in engineering, science, and arts. So we have all kinds of different people coming into that program. What I'll be talking about very briefly today, in about 3 minutes, are a very brief overview of some of the water resources problems we're encountering in the world and how my research program addresses those problems, or some of those problems at least. So without going into a lot of detail, and I'm sure many of you are aware of many of these problems, there are a great variety of water resources problems, including droughts, floods, so too much water, too little water. We have problems with the quality of water. We also have problems with degrading ecosystems and conflicts among competing uses of water. We also have problems with the impacts of both global and climate change around the world. And we have a lot of shortcomings in management, which I'll talk about shortly. There's been a focus in the past on developing new infrastructure to meet increasing demand. The idea is to transition to a paradigm that involves decreasing water demand, or in other words, water demand management, instead of developing new infrastructure. As well, there's been a paradigm in the past of having very top-down approaches to water resources management, and we're trying to transition to more integrated and adaptive water resources management. And finally, there's a lot of uncertainties concerning various things such as the social, technological, and economic consequences of management actions. I'll very briefly talk about two areas that I'm involved in. The first is flood forecasting. We have a lot of problems with floods and flood forecasting, and the figure that we have here, you can see, basically, in the last 30 years, there's been a doubling in the number of natural catastrophes. And in blue, we have hydrological events, such as floods. And floods account for approximately 50% of economic losses with respect to natural catastrophes. So it's a very serious problem. And I'll talk very briefly in a second about how my research addresses that. Second thing is about water management. And I thought I'd provide two brief statistics about water management in Canada. Some of you might be aware of this, some of you may not. Right now, in Canada, we have just over 1,700 boil water advisories, some of which have been in place for more than 10 years. So what that means is in 1,700 places in Canada, you have to boil your water in order to drink it. Second point is the proportion of First Nations communities in Canada that have safe drinking water is 25%. So 75% of First Nations communities in Canada don't have safe drinking water. So we do have some problems in Canada, just like elsewhere in the world, with respect to water resources management. So what can we do? Well, there's many things we can do. I'll address it in terms of how my research program works. There's two things. I'm exploring new ways of flood forecasting, and the main thing I'm looking at is developing a new method based on what's called cross-wavelet and wavelet transforms. And this is for forecasting floods, droughts, and peak water demands. And so far, it's been shown to be more accurate than all conventional statistical models that we currently have. Second area, and I have about 15 seconds left, so I'll be fast, is this transition to more sustainable water resources management. One of the areas we're looking at is how to explicitly incorporate stakeholders in water resources management, both the modeling and the management itself, which is something that's not traditionally done. And we're doing this through what's called systems dynamics modeling. So we develop a systems dynamics model with local stakeholders, which we then couple with a hydrological model to then be able to assess climate change, water resources, and policies. And I think my time is up. Okay, thank you.